Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to you all. Randy Dean here with this episode of The No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values devolve into BS, which is bait and switch as far as I'm concerned, and it may be other iterations of BS. I simply want to live for love alone, and I'm inviting you to do the same thing. That's why I'm here plowing through the morass of a society in need of more love, less judgmentalism. That's what I'm going to talk to you about today. More love, less judgmentalism. More love, less judgmentalism. Four words. Powerful, though. Words that'll shake it up for us all. And I hope today I can shake you up in some good way toward being alive to love. All right, so we do a couple of things here as a means of getting started, getting in the groove of what I want to share and talk to you about. And one of those is to share with you Love's Creed, a creed that I've written and that I've edited and I've held on to for a very long time. And I would urge you to join me in Love's Creed. It's a steadying force. It may not be revolutionary. I think a lot of it because I wrote it, so there's that. But I do offer it to you as some kind of means to meditate, contemplate, and carry your life forward with something in, more positive, a positivity that will more love, less judgmentalism, as the title for today will be. All right? So then after Love's Creed, I want to lead you in the Lord's Prayer. Now, Love's Creed, we'll read it through in total. I'll come back through and I'll ask you to repeat after me. Why, you say? Good question. I would ask you to repeat after me simply because you internalize the words a little more. And I've said this many times here. I think when we hear our own words, whether it's played back by a digital recording or just listening to ourselves talk, if we listen carefully, we're finding some targets that we're shooting for. And maybe the target's judgmentalism, but I want there to be more love, less judgmentalism. To that end, Love's Creed gives you a target way above judgmentalism and cynicism, all right? Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Now that's it in total. If you want a copy of it, send me an email at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, at gmail. I'd be happy and honored to send you a copy. Now then, let's go back and I want to offer it to you to repeat after me. You ready? Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, there you have it. Again, send me a request for a copy of it at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to send you a copy. Now then, let's go to the Lord's Prayer. I don't think I can say this often enough, simply because it does require some attentiveness to the prayer Jesus taught his disciples and us to pray, with the caveat, and he added this, it was really timeless for his cautionary tone about it. He said, don't be repeating stuff in vain repetitions. And he said, and when you pray, go into a closet. Tone it down a little bit. Take it out of the public square so you're not praying with some kind of bravado or some kind of sense of being seen. He said, you do that and you're missing the whole point of prayer. And to that end, when I say the Lord's Prayer, I make sure I pull myself up and muster my thoughts to connect to what I'm saying. I don't want to just throw it out there like it's some, A, B, C, E, the alphabet or, the multiplication table. I want to make sure I'm connected to what I'm saying. And I think that's Jesus' cautionary tale about the prayer he taught us to pray. So there's that. And then secondly, I am very aware that many of you don't know the Lord's Prayer, and I want you to hear this very specifically from me, because I spend a lot of my life and energy aiming toward people, the 40 million people in the past 25 years who have exited the brick and mortar of church here in America. I am aimed at loving them and listening to them, not pointing a finger or shaming them back into pews. I have no desire to be that guy. My heart is to say to you, if you don't know the Lord's Prayer, you're safe with me. You're safe. You don't have to fake it. If you want me just to pray and you listen in, that's cool with me. If you want to try it, give it a try. If you fumble around, I promise you, God is not going to slap you with a baseball bat because you fumbled around on the Lord's Prayer. At least you tried. So give it a try if you want to. If you don't want to, just let me carry you along. And then remember, these are the words of Jesus. These are words that a prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. And remember, he gets prayers answered. And remember, millions of people, this is the most prayed prayer in history. Millions of people have prayed this prayer. You're joining a tidal wave of people, of faith and prayer. So give it a shot. Just hang on tight. And let us pray together in the words that our Lord taught us to pray when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, there you have it. It is moving to me, truly. I'm feeling actually quite moved right now as I pray that prayer, recognizing that it's timeless, it's eternal, it's profound, it's as wide as it is deep. It's as high as it is wide and deep and everything else. It's magnificent. It's a genius. It's a construction of genius creativity. Imagine that coming from Jesus, the creator, the Son of God, who was God himself. God, fully man, and with God at the beginning of all creation, gives us words to pray. Why would we resist praying those words? I have no idea. So I won't. All right. To the topic du jour for today. My mind is fixed on the phrase, more love, less judgmentalism. More love, less judgmentalism. Now, if we're going to live more love, that'll be love's creed. I'm not on this earth for hate. So I'm going to live love, then I've got to expand my vision and view of all of humanity on some level. Expand my vision and view of every last person on the earth, been on the earth, going to be on the earth, and currently on the earth. And that's billions and billions and billions and billions. We're in a real task of sheer impossibility. But with God, all things are possible. Jesus said, with humans, that's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So we're invited to do the impossible. And I've heard it said, we're going to do the impossible and we're going to do it well. Now, that's going to require some assignment and commitment to the task of love. More love, less judgmentalism. Judgmentalism is lazy. Judgmentalism is evil and cynical. Judgmentalism would rather throw a rock than pick up a lost heart. Judgmentalism would rather wound than heal. Judgmentalism seeks to put down and not lift up. But love, an old song that I used to sing, many of you know it, love lifted me. And if it lifted you, then it needs to lift me. And if it lifted me, it needs to lift everybody else. Love lifts us. So more love, but love does the heavy lifting. You've heard me say that, I hope, if you've been here before. Love does the heavy lifting. Love does the marathon running. Love does the mountain climbing. Love does the swimming across the ocean. Love doesn't quit. Love never fails because it never quits. And it is hard work. I know all my Christian friends say, well, it's not about our works, but it's about grace and faith. And I believe that. But the little book of James says, if you say, I have faith, then James said, well, then good. Show me your works. Show me how that faith works. Show me how your love works. You say you have love. I love everybody. Awesome. Now show me. Demonstrate it. More love. Now, I'm not saying something to you that I'm not saying to myself. I say it to myself every day. There's an opportunity to judge every day. Every day that I live, somebody's going to cross my path that makes me want to throw rocks of judgmentalism. Every day I find myself reading a news headline or an editorial or somebody's commentary on something that I put it down. You know, usually it's on my iPad, that's where I get my newspaper and my magazine and my news. I put my iPad down rather than throwing it because, after all, it is an expensive piece of equipment. I'm glad that I'm committed to the heavy lifting and the mountain climb and the challenge of love. Probably saves my iPad damage. To that end, more love, less judgmentalism. More love puts on me the sensibility of deepening my compassion, deepening my mercy, deepening my view of all others. I have a sweet and powerful little book called The Restorative Power of Love in an Either or World by Felicia Morel. Whoa, what a book. What a book. And I'm looking at page 99 this morning for my broadcast on more love, less judgmentalism, and I can't improve on her words. And because she says, sometimes I'm just plain judgy because I've been hurt by people. I hurt people because people hurt me. Insecure people, wounded people, people hungry for sometimes their own profit. And yeah, I get hurt by even good people. Nevertheless, that harm leaves me slightly suspicious. And so I quickly judge. But if I close my eyes, scan my body, and I find it ready to spring, tension and tightness in my shoulders and neck. My lips are pursed. My jaw is clenched. My elbows are locked. This is Felicia Morel. Fingers balled into a fist. Short breath. Eyes laser focused. Assessing, calculating. Then my defensive battle stance is on. And I have a posture of resistance, not love. So I inhale. That's what we do here, by the way. This is back to Randy telling you we take good cleansing breaths here. She says, so I inhale and I listen to what my body's telling me. Girl, I'm tired. That's her body. I'm exhausted. So what has hurt us so deeply that we have to live coiled and ready to attack? Remind me again. Who are we afraid of? What are we afraid of? I'm weary. Weary of leery. Surely there's another way for us to live. Because this judgy thing, assessing and always measuring other people, it's going to lead to our demise. The intensity of our battle stance is manifesting in me. Inflammation, skin irritation, insomnia, indigestion, and we end up fighting ourselves in so many ways that we're not healthy. Felicia Morel says, what if instead of imagining the worst and creating stories of possible torment to keep us in a heightened state of resistance, we start to tell ourselves a different narrative? What if we yield to the mystery of love? That's what we're here today. This is Randy talking, not just quoting the book. More love, less judgmentalism. What would acceptance feel like in our body? What if our eyes became portals of non-judgmental awareness? What if we used our brain for something other than forming opinions that deepen suspicion and only frustration? Rather than that, I want to love. And this always being wary of others stance, this is not living. This is not loving. We're breaking ourselves down. Ooh-wee, Felicia Morel, you just slapped a grand slam home run. Three runners were on base, and you got up to the plate, and on the first pitch, you swung for the walls, and you hit it into the parking lot. Thank you. Thank you. You see, I'm here and been here now for 6 years talking to you about this project of love, this enormous and an enormously beneficial project of love that has to do with all of our thinking. It has to do with all of our emotions. It has to do with all of our political positions. It has to do with all of our relationships. Love has everything to do with what we do to and with our neighbor. Love is the one thing that matters for all things, folks. It's the one thing. One thing that demands of me more than surface ideas. But here again, Felicia Morel points out that if judgmentalism and a judgy internal review is our constant go-to, she just points out you're living in this fight or flight mode. Your adrenaline is running high, whether you know it or not, and you're trying to figure out who to run from or who to fight. You're also trying to figure out what you're going to say when the bad people say the thing to you that you wish you could have thought of, and you said what you needed or wanted to say, not needed necessarily. Maybe you needed to, but you just wanted to say it. But no, you're just not fast enough, so people get by with what we consider to be emotional murder, and then we later on think of everything we should have said, and then we rehearse it, and then our body's tense, our heart is racing, our blood pressure's high, our mind is preoccupied, and love is lost. But along with the loss of love and the creation of judgmentalism, we pay dearly for it. We just honored President Jimmy Carter's passing at 100 years old. This giant of faith, he was no giant of political power. He served one term as a president, which in our day and time is considered a failure. I don't consider it a failure, but regardless of what you think of that, he lived the rest of his life, he lived all of his life with one thing in mind, and that was to be a man of faith who loved everybody. He worked for Habitat for Humanity and built homes out of love. Makes me think of what I just read from Felicia Morel when she said, if I live in judgmentalism, my body is ready for a fight. But if I live in love, my body is rested. Seems to me Jimmy Carter conquered cancer, conquered the torments of an old body, conquered the loss of his sweetheart, Rosalind, conquered the political flack that he took, and the stones and the sticks and stones, if you will, that did cause him harm, I'm sure, mentally, emotionally. But he found it in himself to free himself from judgmentalism and to live his life for love alone. To that end, I often wonder if we don't have some of the mental health issues we have, the physical health issues we have, the restless nights that we live, because we are living in some kind of protective self-preservation mode rather than love And Jesus said, you know, if I had one command for you, love, he also said, take up your cross. Ooh, take up your cross. But it's not a cross of judgmentalism, folks. It's a cross of love. If you're going to love everybody, you're not going to be popular with everybody. If you're going to love everybody, you're going to find yourself looking down the barrel of somebody's anger, somebody's need to judge you. And if we respond with judgmentalism for those who judge us, well, then we get the end result of that, and that is pain and misery. Pain and misery, not just emotionally, not just mentally, but potentially physically. And again, Felicia Morrell hits this right on the head. She said, there I sit. My shoulders are taut. My lips are pursed. My breaths are shallow. And there I sit. And I'm feeling all this pain for judgmentalism rather than love. In an us versus them world, folks, in a world that's ready to conquer the other side, in a world that's ready to make sure that we prove ourselves to be right and everybody else wrong, love is a revolutionary thought. It's a revolutionary way of life. Love is a revolutionary means of navigating the world we're in. Love alone is credible. Love alone is unfailing. Love alone is long-suffering. Love alone is that which keeps our mind clear, our thoughts steady. My goal here is to see to it that we're not just talking about love, but we're looking for love as the only answer for all the questions, and not some kind of old-fashioned talk about puppy love. I'm talking about full-grown dog love right here. I'm talking about a big old hound dog that hunts for those who need love. I'm talking about being an adult with an adult-sized love. I know, I've been a little boy, and when I was a little boy, I had a couple of puppy love moments. I found myself smitten with some classmate across the room from me. But that kind of love is for the child in us at the level of childishness. But when I'm an adult, Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. But now that I'm an adult, I speak as an adult. And our love needs to be, yes, birthed in puppy love, but lived out in an adult strength. A strength in the face of judging, a strength in the face of cynicism, a strength in the face of accusing all others of being wrong. And me? No, I'm right about everything. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not right about half of everything. I'll leave it right there. I'll be kind to myself. When I recognize that love alone will connect me rather than disconnect me, well, now I'm giving myself a fighting chance to live a life that is productive, it's healthy, it's strong, and it's purposeful. So here we have a couple of closing behaviors that I want to teach you. And one is to breathe well, like Felicia Morrell talked about. And if I'm feeling myself in fight or flight, well, then it's time to breathe. Time to breathe. Take a deep breath down into the diaphragm, up against your diaphragm and down to your belly. Hold that breath down there. Hold it for the count of, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, as long as you can. And then exhale with some sense of, I'm going to love the life I live. All right? So on the count of 3, I want you to take the deepest breath you can. Feet flat on the floor. Put everything aside for just a minute and join me in this exercise of love. 1, 2, 3. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Did me some good right there. Hope it helped you too. Another thing we do here is I challenge you. I dare, double dog dare you, talking about puppy love or a full-grown dog. I double dog dare you to look somebody in the eye and say the 3 most holy, magical, and charmed words in the human language. And those words are these. I love you. Make eye contact. Be brave about it. Say it to a stranger. Say it to a loved one. Maybe somebody in your family or circle of friends hasn't heard it in days, months, maybe regretfully years. More love, less judgmentalism, folks. Remember, the biggest mistake we make is thinking we have time. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Mother Teresa said it this way, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. And I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and here's what I'm telling you. Go out there and do something beautiful, please. Because, oh, baby, ugly is getting done to death. Let's be people of the beauty of love, the beauty of life, rising, shining, brilliantly, carrying forward a message of more love, less judgmentalism, more positivity because of love, less negativity because of judgmentalism. Might change the world. I know this. It'll certainly change your individual world. So if you're ready to do it, just square your shoulders, breathe deep, say out loud, I love you to somebody, and you're going to start changing the world. Now go out there and make it happen, because I'm asking you, let's rise and shine in the face of all the darkness. God bless you, and happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.